Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, April the 21st, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I have a show today that is going to be a little tough. Today's show, like yesterday's show, will change your life forever. After today, brothers and sisters, if you can wrap your brain around what I'm about to share with you today and take your ego, take your testosterone, take your estrogen out and allow your senses, allow your sensibility and allow your sensitivity to wrap itself around the words that I'm about to express, expose, and expand, it will destroy the yoke. I was just talking with a client and we was discussing and talking about knowing what to do and are still not applying what to do. There's many people that's listening to the sound of my voice. You know what to do, but you're not applying what to do. Today we want to talk about this, your emotional senses, your emotional sensibility, and your emotional sensitivity. Now, let me put out a disclaimer first. This message is not about anyone, any person, any place, or anything. I was having a discussion with my wife after we had a discussion with some couples, and that discussion went bad real fast. It resulted in me and my wife having a very, very difficult day, night, next day, today, and we're still struggling to get back to where we were before this conversation with this couple. And so everything that you want in life is on the other side of fear, the other side. Let me make sure you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Father, I invite your presence. I thank you for your presence. I can sense and feel your presence in this place. I thank you right now that you're touching the mind. You're touching the ears. You're touching the hearts of your people as we speak. Brothers and sisters, everything that you want in life is on the other side of fear. Let me let that sink in for a moment. Take the steps in the direction of what you fear. Because what you are looking for is on the other side of fear. See, you're on this side of fear. You have to go through what you fear. When you get on the other side of fear, then that's when you have what you want. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. But there's a problem, you see, because it's not, you're telling me, Brother Will, I don't fear. I don't have no fear, because fear is masked as care. Fear is in disguise as your numerology or your theomathematical or your alpha numerical expression. So your fear is masked as faith. Your fear is incognito, not incognito, incognito. Your fear is an incognito, negro. Your fear, if you are a one, your fear is in the form of a leader. If you are a life path two, your fear is in the form of a peacemaker. If you are life path number three, your fear is in the form of a creator or a communicator. If you are a life path number four, your fear is in the form of a hard worker. If you are a life path number five, your fear is in the form of networking. If you are a life path number six, your fear is in the form of caring. If you are life path number seven, your fear is in the form of intellectualizing. If you're life path number eight, your fear is in the form of drivenness. You've been driven by demons instead of being led by angels. If you're life path number nine, your fear is in the form of philanthropism or humanitarianism. Oh, you got a, if you're life path number nine, you got all kind of schisms and isms, but it's all fear. See, sense, you can't make sense of that. It doesn't make sense. It's not sensible, and you've lost your sensitivity. And then now your fear is being manifested in the form of oversensitivity. But really, the reason that you are oversensitive senses. You're using your senses too much. You're responding to everything. The reason that you are sensibility, your sensibleness is you're overly sensible. You're helping everybody, bruh. You want to network. You want to nurture. You want to foster a relationship with everybody but yourself. If you are oscillating or vibrating in this, again, now we're talking about peak performance. So now this sensitivity, you're sensitive. You are emotionally sensitive. Senses, sensibility, sensitivity, these are all spiritual weapons. You must have these, my brother. You must have these, my sister. So the devil knows it. So guess what he gives them? Do you know the devil gives you power to work for and to be spiritual? Let me make sure you over, under, and understand. So the devil wants you to be spiritual. He's spiritual. I don't know if you understand. See, the devil's not fighting you, brother. The devil's not fighting you, sister. He wants you to take the step with good thoughts. He wants you to take another step with good words. Then he wants you to take the final step with good deeds. And that lands you right in hell. Because the road to hell is paved with good deeds. That's based upon good words. That's the result of good intention. Now, I need you to understand, my brother, because God ain't called you to be good. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, y'all. I overstand. So you're in a relationship and you want to be good. And that's why the relationship ain't working. It ain't supposed to be good. It's supposed to grow. You're in a relationship to grow, brother. You're in a relationship to grow, sister, but you don't want to grow. So because you're four, you have to grow, you get your ass up out of that relationship because you don't want to grow. You're in a job and the supervisor is talking to you hard. You say, yeah, you need to be at 8 o'clock. The clock. I'll pay you to be here at 8, not 8:01, not 8:02. I need you to be in your chair at 8. You know what, man? Bump you, supervisor. I don't need this damn job, so you quit. I've done it 63 times. Every job I quit because they required me to do the job. What? You mean to tell me? Now, let me make sure you understand. You mean to tell me you are paying me to be here at 8? And I'm pissed off because I got here at 8:01 and you reprimanding me? So I'm going to quit. Who am I hurting? Oh, in my brain, I'm hurting the supervisor. He told me to be here at 8:01. He don't know who I am. See, I'm Master Teacher 33, bro. Get here anytime I want to. You mean to tell me that you are going to, quote unquote, correct me because I'm actually violating the rules and regulations, and you are calling me on the fact that I'm violating it, but I'm getting pissed off. Now, let me make sure you understand. See, right now, as I'm speaking to you, we have all been programmed by the system to be bad or good. And the universe, I'm a peak performance. I'm employed by the big G to build your temple so that way he can hang out with you. And the big G is saying he's not interested in whether you're good or bad. So everything you're doing is based upon those two principles. And so the big G can't hang out with you because you're still focusing on being good or you're still focusing on being bad. All of your senses, all of your sensibility, all of your sensitivity is on, am I being good, brother? I'm a good brother? Okay. Can I get my carrot now? And then you skipping because you got your carrot because you're a good little boy. Are you a good little girl? Unfortunately, the universe doesn't respond. God ain't interested in whether you're good or bad. God is interested in whether you're growing. So God puts you in an environment for you to grow. And what do? You get your ass up out of that environment as soon as you can. Why? You ain't signed up for no growth, brother. I didn't sign up for growth. I signed up for easy. I'm looking for the avenue of least resistance. I am not interested in growing. At least that's the lie I've been telling myself until it started affecting my money. Then when it started affecting my money, pew, I gotta go. So let me make sure you understand, see, because, see, I already know. The thing that's interesting is nothing happens in my life that catches me off guard. I'm like, oh, shiznit, why did that happen? Now, I'm a married man. So I already know what married men are supposed to do. So if I'm a married man and I don't do what married men do, I cannot be dumbfounded when my wife is disappointed because I'm not doing what married men do. That's called common sense. That's called common sensibility. That's called common sensitivity. But now I realize that common sense, common sensibility, and common sensitivity ain't common. So I am over, as I talked about before. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because this is detrimental to your growth. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're designed to grow. You're not designed to know. So all my life, I've been teaching knowing. I have not been teaching growing until I developed the Claronomics. Because God told me, yo, Negro, you know a lot of shiznits. But look at your behavior. Your behavior ain't changed. Then I read the Book of Solomon where it says that with the writing of many books comes, you know, the excessive tiredness of the body. With an increase of knowledge comes the increase of sorrow. Then I read in the book where it says knowledge puffs up, love builds up. So then I realized that, oh, shiznits. I've been focusing on the wrong thing. I've been trying to read a bunch of books, writing a bunch of books, learning a bunch of stuff, but I ain't growing nothing. My behavior sucks. So I recognize that I'm very highly senses. When I was a kid, as I told you guys before, and I verified it because when I went and they hooked my dark behind up to an EKG machine, and I went to see this neuroscientist back at the University of San Antonio, University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA, they had this experiment, and I went in there, and this neuroscientist, they hooked up my brain. And they saw that my brain was doing something that they say it's not supposed to do. They said that my brain was highly sensitive, meaning that I had a greater awareness of stimuli than most people. And so based upon the stimuli, this increased sensitivity, they said, was linked to a hormone called neuroephrine. Ephraim. It's a stress hormone. It's a neurotransmitter that is released in the brain that triggers attention responses. So according to them, they said that my emotional oversensitivity was also linked to a hormone called oxytocin. Now, I don't know, my brother, I don't know, my sister, if you over, under, and understand that oxytocin is the love chemical. Love, unfortunately, is not a thing. Love is a chemical. Take away the chemical, you can't love nobody. So I was like, hold up, doc, hold up. What are you saying? Well, they say, well, we don't know, but somewhere, somehow in your life, you were exposed to high levels of oxytocin as a child. So now your body, your brain has a heightened sense that makes you more sensitive to over or misinterpreting oxytocin. So, what are you saying, Doc? Well, brother, because of these excessive stimulation, the same way a diabetic becomes or get diabetes through the overstimulation of insulin, because of the misuse of sugar, because of the misuse of love, your ass don't know what love is. Like, hold up, Doc. You got this twisted, bro. Now, a lot of this stuff I've never really shared in public. Now, my Sheerans, they know, because I share this with my Sheerans children. And my senses were arrested. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means my brain had, because of my sensitivity, too basic, I was already hypersensitive. Then I was in an environment where I was overstimulated. with oxytocin and serotonin and the other one, endo, whatever it's called, and cortisone and adrenaline, because I was in an environment where, again, let me make sure you understand, I was starved, I was beaten, I was forced to walk around. All of that stuff was like, when I was a kid, my brain was like, whoa, what the is going on? So my brain is releasing all of these chemicals in my body, and my body's like, hold up, time out, you're only three, dog, you can't handle all these chemicals. So my brain says, what do we do? Okay, let's turn it off. Let's turn off our ability to receive these chemicals. So my brain produced a negative, what they call defect pattern. Now, I can't speak about nobody else. I don't know you, bro. I don't know you, sis. So that's why today's message is nothing to do with nobody. This is me. So then I labeled myself. And these labels that I put on myself, nobody put them on me. I put these labels on me. This is called framing in modern psychology. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand. I've done the show already on framing. Now, framing is how it's like a picture frame. Do you know that a picture looks better in a frame? Do you know when you put a picture on a wall, you put a frame around it? The frame is the thing that holds the picture. Now, the brain, it thinks in pictures. It thinks in pixels. So there's a frame that holds the pixels that create my life in the way that I think. My frame is whack. So I have to reframe. That means that my labels that I have, my label, oh, man, loser, crybaby, worthless, no good for nothing, lazy, alcoholic, you ain't like your brother, stupid, dumb. All of those are the frame. That's the frame that I live in. And then certain things trigger that frame. There are certain things that trigger my oversensitivity. And so that my brain has developed a pattern of what I talked about yesterday with the autopilot. So now I got an automatic reaction. If you say something that releases the chemical, it automatically stimulates the stress hormone. And this pattern, this habit, I automatically respond with anxiety or anger or panic or something else. So I'm talking about the old me. My emotions, my heart rate automatically starts skyrocketing. My palms get sweaty. I go fight flight mode in a minute. Now, ask my Sheerans. They'll tell you. Now, see, the man I am now, man, thank God for the blood, for the grace, for the mercy, whatever you want to slice it and dice it up. Because the old dude, oh, man, the old dude. That's why my first wife never told me no. Because I was like a kid. When you told me no, oh, man, I freaking turned like freaking Incredible Hulk. Turning over chairs. What the you mean no? You lost your freaking, oh, man, I would go cuckoo. Nobody challenged me. I was a kid in a candy store that could eat all the candy he want. You couldn't even look at me funny. Because overstimulation. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, bro, but I need something, man, that's going to help me in my life. Because you're telling me all of this stuff, man, and yeah, it sounds good, brother, but what does that mean? Well, this means that I don't have a true meter, at least I didn't have, until I did these steps that I'm going to tell you to do. See, I was codependent. I've never been in a relationship, up until now, with this marriage, where I wasn't a codependent. In other words, I was either giving or receiving. We were both codependent. See, a codependent relationship is a relationship with two people that are not whole. They're two damaged people who get together. Now, I was talking with a client earlier today, and the way that I know this is because as I was sharing with my wife, I can always know how I'm going to do financially based upon how my relationship is with my wife. So when me and my wife is doing good, money is good. When me and my wife is being doing bad, money is bad. And what's interesting is that most of the time my wife don't even know, because it doesn't have anything to do with the other party. It has nothing to do with the wife. It has to do with whether I'm listening to my spirit or not. So again, whenever I'm not listening to myself, nobody's listening to me. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because this is your senses. Right now, what's going on in your life has nothing to do with your mate, has nothing to do with your job, has nothing to do with the white man, has nothing to do with the blue man, has nothing to do with the green man, ain't got nothing to do with no freaking aliens, has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with your neighbor, has nothing to do with your dog. It has nothing to do with your mechanic. Whoever, put in the blank, it ain't got nothing to do. The reason your life sucks is because you suck. Not you personally, of course. I'm talking about me. So what do I mean? Well, my self-worth is determined by, or my net worth is determined by my self-worth. So my self-worth determines my net worth. So I notice that when my self-worth is low, my income is low. So when I'm thinking very highly of myself, as I ought to, if I'm oscillating and vibrating, if I'm using my emotional senses, my emotional sensibility, my emotional sensitivity, if I'm using it right, if I'm using it healthy, bam, I'm making good money. And this changes every day. Because I was sitting there and I was thinking, like, man, why 1 week I'm doing good and the next week I'm not? 1 week, everybody pays me. Everybody pays me on time. The next week, nobody pays me. Nobody pays me on time. Because why? I'm not paying myself. So whenever I don't pay attention to myself, nobody else pays attention to me. Whenever I don't love myself, nobody else don't love me. Whenever I don't see no worth in myself, nobody else don't see no worth in me. Whenever I don't see no value in myself, nobody else don't see no value in me. Whenever I disrespect myself, everybody else disrespects me. And I'm walking around like, man, why is my wife not paying attention to me? Negro, you ain't paying attention to yourself, so don't blame your freaking wife. Go look in the mirror. That's a hard pill to swallow, bruh. So everything that I want is on the other side of fear. Everything that I want is on the other side of fear. Everything that I want, everything that you want is on the other side of growth. But you don't want to grow, brother. You don't want to grow. You want to be good or you want to be bad. You want to impress me with your linguistical skills. I don't give a flying beep about how many languages you can speak. The universe doesn't care, brother. The universe doesn't care, and I'm trying to help you because, see, nobody told me this shitness, and I destroyed a 25-year marriage, and I damn near destroyed this marriage because nobody told me what I'm getting ready to tell you today. Nobody told me that I am unconsciously punishing myself. Let me say that again. Right now, you are unconsciously beating your ass. You whooping your own self. Now, I'm going to ask you the question. Why are you punishing yourself, brother? Why are you punishing yourself, sister? Well, let me tell you, just in case you don't know. See, you are unconsciously disrespecting yourself. Remember that show that I did on the 10 signs that you are unconsciously disrespecting yourself? Do y'all remember that when I was talking about disrespect? Do you know that if you are in a relationship where your mate is disrespecting you, it's because they're watching you. And your mate is like, well, they disrespecting themselves, so they don't respect themselves. I ain't going to respect them. Now, this is unconscious. Your mate is not sitting up here in their brain and thinking this, but remember, you are on autopilot. The way that, see, now, the reason I know this is because I went to a therapist. I saw it on a freaking computer screen myself with my own two eyes. I saw my brain light up like a person who's having a seizure. And the doctors told me, you should be right now foaming at the mouth, and your muscles should be having involuntary movements. So we need to know, how do you prevent your body from being in an epileptic state? Because your brain is. And we're going to pay you $5,000 to stay here and be a lab rat. And I said, it's going to take a little bit more than $5,000, homie, if you don't put if you want to take my blood and get me to stay here for 30 days. Well, are we allowed to pay you, Mr. Rogers, $5,000? Okay, well, I'm out. And they said, well, hang on just a minute. Let's see what we can do. So while when they left, I snuck my black behind up out of there. And I never went back. And so, but what were they trying to tell me? They were trying to tell me that you put more emphasis on the outside world than you do the inside world. In other words, you put more emphasis on what other people think than on what you think. That's the number one sign. The number one sign that you're punishing yourself. The number one sign that you're beating yourself up. The number one sign that you ain't got no common sense. Now, you got it, but you're not using it. Now, you know what to do, but you're not doing it. Now, for everybody that's in the Clarinomics Club, man, I'm going to do a show. I've totally rechanged the game, meaning that I'm going to guarantee your success. Guarantee. And say, brother, well, how are we going to do that? Well, I'm going to break it down for you, brother and sister, because I need to make sure that you understand that your sense, your sensibility, and your sensitivity has been hijacked by fear. So everything that you want in life, which is why you enrolled in the program, because you want to be wealthy, you want to be healthy, you want to be wise, and you want to be in a great relationship. Well, that's on the other side of fear. And fear is growth. And you're afraid of growth. Now, you can impress me with your knowledge. You can impress me with your fear. You got, you know, you ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you can tell me, Brother Will, I am very good, brother. Pay my taxes on time. I don't lie and cheat. Love my wife. I pet the dog this morning. I drove the speed limit to work today, Brother Will. Oh, you can wax eloquently. Or you tell me, well, Brother Will, oh, man, you know what? I don't know why, brother. I drink coffee, brother. I smoke the ganja. I watch porn. Man, I didn't feed my dog for 2 days, brother. I feel like shiznits. So most people I talk to, that's what they tell me. They tell me how bad they are, or they tell me how good they are. But nobody tells me how much they're growing. So God is saying, I ain't interested in your good or evil. I'm interested in your spiritual growth and development. So you got to get a program that's going to allow you to grow, brother. Allow you to grow, sister. And I got this program, and you trying like hell to get out of it. You can't be in an environment of growth. You're in a relationship that requires you to grow, you're going to get up out of there. You're in a job that requires you to grow, you're going to get up out of there. You're in an exercise routine that requires you to grow. Oh, man, it's time. Hey, let's go work out. Oh, man, you know my back is hurting, brother. I don't think I'll work out today. Oh, man, God forbid you're in a relationship that requires you to grow. No, we can't grow. But that's the only reason you're on earth. The only reason that you're on the planet is to grow. And so the enemy got to sabotage your growth. So what does he do? Well, he knows that in order for you to grow, you have to go through something. To know what you called to do, you have to look what you've been through. But you ain't been through nothing, because every time you get there, you do like me. 63 times, I quit. I mean, this marriage, hell, I already left 3 times. Why? The shitness hits the fan, and it requires me to grow. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm out. I want to go somewhere where I ain't got to grow. See, we don't want to grow because the system tells us that we supposed to know. So what you're doing is you got tears rolling down your cheek, and you tell me, well, Brother Will, I know what to do, brother. I know. Well, the system doesn't know. Well, God, the big G. Now, the little G wants you to know a bunch of shizness and to regurgitate a bunch of numbers or a bunch of words, speak a bunch of languages, dress nice, put on some cologne, you know, go to the gym, pump up some weights, walk around and look at your muscles, run around like I used to do in the heat of the day going a 3-hour jog with no shirt on downtown so everybody can see you. That's the system. Oh, you're good at doing that, Brother Will. Oh, you can go to the gym and outlift everybody, Brother Will. Oh, Brother Will, you got 50 books, brother. Oh, Brother Will, your name is Master Teacher 33. Oh, Brother Will, man, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, brother. You can know, you know Hebrew and Greek. Oh, Brother Will, man, that last book was off the hizzle for shizzle. But come talk to my wife. She'll tell you, Brother Will ain't shizzing. Because he ain't growing. Growth, brother. Growth is what this universe is about. Jesus walked past the fig tree. The fig tree had knowledge of good and evil. But the fig tree ain't had no freaking figs. So he cursed that fig tree, and that sucker dried up. So I'm going to ask you the question today, brother. Today, sister, you got any fruit? Now, you got leaves, but do you got fruit? Are you in the same place you was at last year? Now, I can show you my PayPal accounts, and they every year they've been growing. I can show you my weight, and it's been going up and down, but it ain't been growing. So I gotta do some weight. I gotta do some work in that area. Wisdom, I'm good. Relationships, I gotta do some work in that area. So that's where sensibility and sensitivity comes in. Everything that you want is on the other side of sensibility and sensitivity. Everything. Everything that you want is on the other side of fear. So you got to go through fear to get to faith. So you are unconsciously punishing yourself right now. You are unconsciously disrespecting yourself right now. You are unconsciously or subconsciously saying to yourself, I am not worthy right now. You are unconsciously or you're subconsciously telling yourself, I don't deserve to be wealthy right now. You are unconsciously, you are subconsciously telling yourself, I don't deserve to be healthy right now. Let me go knock out that box of Krispy Kreme donuts, because unconsciously I'm telling myself, I don't deserve to be healthy. I don't deserve to be 80 years old and be able to walk up a flight of stairs. I don't deserve it, so give me them donuts, bruh. You telling yourself, because I can see it in your actions, brother. I'm watching your fruit. Now, I'm not interested in your knowledge. You know what to do, but you ain't doing it. That means subconsciously you're destroying yourself. You're not using your senses. You're not using your sensibility, and you're not using your sensitivity, because the universe, the big G, is telling you, don't eat that donut. Don't eat that donut. Go to the gym, put something green on your plate, drink some alkalinity. No disease can grow in an alkaline body. Stop eating all that damn acid. Go out in the sun, get you some fresh air. You know what to do, brother. You know. There's nobody listening to the sound of my voice that ain't been listening to me long enough that you, it's not that you don't know what to do, but you're not using common sense. You're not using common sensibility. You're not being common sensitivity. Now, I need to define those three words really, really quickly. But before I do, let me make sure you understand that underneath fear. Now, see, the reason that you don't recognize it, because it's masked as your gift. Let me say that one more time, because I got to make sure that I am didactic today. That means I got to repeat the shizness 2 or 3 times. And after the show, you can say, well, Brother Will, why do you keep repeating yourself, homie? Because faith comes by hearing, by hearing, by hearing, by hearing. That's why I say the same thing over and over again. So let me make sure that you see your fear that is masked as faith. So the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light. And he transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So you're right. You keep telling me, Brother Will, I'm right, brother. I'm doing the right thing, brother. And I don't understand, Brother Will. Now, this is what I used to do. I used to go around, I used to read all the real estate books, all the self-help books, and I did exactly what they said to do. I didn't make no money. I was pissed off. God darn it. What the fuck is going on? I was turning over chairs, kicking the wall, punching my kids in the chest. I was pissed off because I was doing everything right. God ain't never tell you to do nothing right, man. The church told you that bullshizness. God ain't never tell you that. God say grow. Jesus, the Bible says, Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's why he came. Pardon me for yelling, and y'all know I get a little excited. Blood pressure get up. You know, I probably drank too much coffee this morning. Like they say, I'm a little high strung. That's just the way I'm wired. I'm just a little excited about what I do. Because like I told you on January 1st of 2009, I told God, if you show me the truth, bruh, I'm going to tell everybody and their grandmother. So that's what I'm doing. And so right now, as I'm speaking to you, brothers and sisters, your fear is masked as your faith. And you're telling me, Brother Will, I am doing the right things, but my life is not working, because that's the problem. You're doing the right things. You're not doing the growth things. So we got to do things that make you grow, not things that make you know. So stop memorizing stuff. Stop reading. Stop joining this group and that group. Stop watching, you know, all of the, you know, self-help, this, that, and the other. What makes you grow? The only thing that makes you grow is taking and doing purpose-based production. That makes you grow. See, when I do purpose-based things, I grow. when I apply what I know. So it's the application of what I know that allows me to grow. But for me to sit here, and if I'm, a life path number one, the enemy wants me to do what's comfortable. Now, that ease is the father of dis-ease. So ease is the father of failure. Anything that comes easy is the thing, again, that is destroying you. You are looking for ease. You want to find a relationship that is easy. You want to find a workout routine that is easy. You want to find a book to read that is easy. You want to find a job that is easy. Everybody is looking for ease. Ease is the father of dis-ease. Ease is the father of poverty. Ease is the path that leads to destruction. Ease. Everybody is looking for ease. Ease is when you are on the other side of fear. Everything that you want is on the other side of ease. Everything that you want requires you to get up off the sofa, put down that video game, and do something. Everything that you want in life, whether it's wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship, is on the other side of watching video games, smoking the ganja, hanging out with your homeboys, doing nothing. Everything, success, growth is on the other side of ease. It's on the other side of fear. It's on the other side of that little voice that says, punish yourself because you messed up when you was, 18. So go beat yourself up. How do you beat yourself up? By not doing nothing. You know what to do, but you're not going to do it. Why are you not going to do it? The reason that you are not publishing a book right now, because it's easy not to publish a book. It's hard work to publish a book. It's hard work doing a blog talk show. It's hard work doing one-on-one counseling. It's hard work going to school. It's hard work getting up every day. My wife gets up every day at like 4:30, leaves the house at like 5 to get to work. It's hard work getting up every day, going to work. It's hard work. So success is on the other side of ease. Success is hard work. But what comes easy? If your life path number one, being a leader. So it's easy for you to be a leader. So your success, if you are number one, is not going to be in leadership. Newsflash. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's good news because now you know. So number one, you are designed to be a leader, but that's not how your success comes. If you're life path number two, you're peaceful, phlegmatic. That means you're a peacemaker. That means that you're a good mediator, but your path to success is not going to be down that path because that's easy. If you're a three creator, communicator, that's easy. That's easy for me to create. It's easy for me to talk. But my success is not going to be in those areas. If you're a four, you're a hard worker. You're loyal, but your success is not going to be in that area if you're a four, if you're a 22. If you're a five, you like to network, you like to talk, you like to hang out with people, you like to go out and evangelize, but your success, because that's easy for you, brother, that's easy for you, sister, it's easy, so your success is not in that area. If you're a six, oh, man, I care for everybody, their grandmother, I care for total strangers, I take in strays, man, I love wounded animals, man, I'll hug every freaking tree in the forest, but I ain't going to do shiznits. So my success, if I'm a six, is not in what I've been doing. What have I been doing? I've been a freaking doormat. I've been a freaking rug. I don't never speak up for myself. I let everybody freaking disrespect me because I'm disrespecting myself. Why? I'm scared. I'm a scared little chicken, but I walk around and I overcompensate. You can always tell. That's why I like to work in the prison. Because in the prison, everybody, you can't be fake and phony in the prison. If you're scared, you're just scared. You gotta grow some balls quick, bruh. So a six, your fear is in the form of your caring. If you're a seven, your fear is in the form of your intelligence. Or you walk around, you want to tell everybody how great, how much you know, how much you research. Nobody gives a flying beep. because you're scared. Number eight, oh, man, you're driven. You don't know where you're going, but you're going. You're running 100 miles an hour. Where you going? I don't know, dog, but I'm running. Driven by demons instead of being led by angels. That's if you're eight. If you're eight, you already know what I'm saying. Your energy is misapplied. You got all this energy, but it's all over the place. You can't direct energy at nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That just means you're scared. Now, I'm telling you this, folks, because I want to help you. I'm not telling you because, Brother Will, who the hell Brother Will thinks he is? Freaking talking all that bullshitness. Think he who? Think he better than us? Man, I'm way worse than y'all. I've made more mistakes. I've made five times more mistakes than anybody listening to this call. Nobody's dumb as I was. Nobody. Who went through 63 freaking jobs? I stopped counting at 63 because I got depressed. Ain't nobody made more mistakes than me, man. I ain't met a soul on earth that made more mistakes than I did. If you're a nine, your fear is hidden in the side of your faith. So you walk around and you want to come across, or you dress nice, or you cosmic philanthropist. But deep down inside, you're a scared little chicken. So what do we do? Since we're beating ourselves up unconsciously, we're sabotaging ourselves unconsciously. We don't have no fruit. But see, I can care for everybody. I can't control my own behavior. Oh, I care for people because I can do that easy. While I'm sleeping, I'm caring. I'm designed by God to care. But can I make any money doing that? Can I lose weight doing that? Can I be healthy doing that? Can I get any knowledge doing that? Can I be faithful in my marriage doing that? And no. The only way, brothers and sisters, for you to get outside of this is to be common sense, common sensibility, and common sensitivity. That is your three-step process to get out of being codependent upon somebody else and do it for yourself. See, right now you're listening to me and you expect your wife to do it. You expect your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you expect them fools on your job to do what you're supposed to be doing yourself. See, your self-worth is non-existent because you're punishing yourself because you don't believe yourself. You don't believe that you deserve what it is that you want. Now, you're saying all the right bullshitness, but you ain't doing it. That's why I know that there's a cosmic disconnect. See, you are dependent upon someone else's actions and someone else's responses. See, you feel like your response and that your sacrifice ain't good enough. So you think that the world disapproves of you. So you are seeking approval of the world. See, you feel like your satisfaction is tied to a specific person or to a specific thing or to a specific job. So right now, you are codependent. That is the hallmark. That's the sign. So being codependent makes you do what? That means that you do everything too slow. We need to publish a book. Now, everybody that's part of the Clarinomics Club, y'all should already have the book published. That's why I'm doing the show on Saturday. I'm going to show you how to publish a book in 1 hour. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you should be on that show Saturday at 12 noon. It's a webinar. You should be watching it so that way you can publish a book Saturday. 1 hour. I'm going to show you anybody can do this. Anybody. I mean, my daughter did when she was in elementary school. She was what? Shamora published her book. They went up there and she read it in front of the freaking whole school. She was like in third or fourth grade. So if my daughter can do it, I know you can. So what do we got to do? Let's look at the three words. Number one, senses. You got to have common sense. Now, thankfully, common sense is not something that you got to go buy. Common sense is not something that you got to go get. Common sense means it's common. Now, I know people say common sense ain't common, but it is because it's inside of your DNA. So common sense means you are authentically being you. Now, I don't want you to be nobody else. One of the things that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving certificates or degrees. So they may be non-accredited, especially initially, because you got to be, even though I've been in the Eagles University has been around long enough. It meets the requirement for the Department of Education for its time. But now I got to develop the board by which to meet the requirements of the Department of Education to administer, again, accredited degrees. Now, that's another study for another time. But what you got to do is you got to use your five senses. They're really six. Because, again, the sixth sense is your intuition. So you got to use your five senses to stay attached to your life path. Otherwise, you will become a psychopath or a sociopath. Those are the three paths. The universe is offering you option A, psychopath. Option B, sociopath. God, Yahushua, comes on the scene and offers option C, life path. That is why I never choose between good and evil. I always choose option C. I've been saying this for 20 years. I guess I'll probably keep saying it for another 20. That's common sense. Common sense means I'm going to take my six senses and I'm going to focus on my life path. I'm not going to focus on being a good socialist. I'm not going to focus on being a good psychologist. I'm going to focus on being a lifeologist. I highly recommend you do the same. So guess what? If I love myself, now I got to say something that's controversial. Guess what? Take all your energy out and put it on yourself. Do it for one day. One. Just do it for one day and watch how you feel. I challenge everybody listening to the sound of my voice, take all of your energy out. That means your focus. And focus on your growth. Now, the way that you grow is to invest in a program like mine or somebody else's that is teaching you what I'm teaching you, which is to focus on yourself. Now, again, you go through someone else to get to yourself. Now, that's what the church is designed to do. A good church, they're going to get up, the pastor is going to get up, and he's going to teach you the word of God that requires you to examine your heart and make adjustments to grow towards the spirit, not toward the flesh. That's a good church. You want to go there. A good church always gets you to focus on yourself and what you ain't doing or what you are doing. And it always encourages you. It doesn't beat you down. It encourages you, even though you may feel beat down, it encourages you to grow or to be more Christ-like. So what I'm saying is, number one, you take your senses and don't be hyper. See, the enemy wants you to be hypersensitive. God doesn't want you to be hypersensitive. This is what he wants you to do. He wants you to explore your emotions. He wants you to push yourself, but not too hard. He wants you to, now growth is slowly. It says, notice he says that, again, walk in the spirit. You cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, walking is a step-by-step process. Procrastination is driven by fear. Perfectionism is driven by fear. Caution is driven by fear. Pondering, the analysis of paralysis or the paralysis of analysis is driven by fear. These are all words for fear. So when you say you're a perfectionist, that means you are a fear specialist. You specialize in fear. When you say, well, Brother Will, I'm just thinking it's over, but I just want to analyze this, that means that you are actually operating in fear. These are all other words for fear. Today's show is I'm exposing the underlying core imprint that is not allowing you to take action. The reason that, okay, you know you should do a blog talk show, you know you should have a website, you know, now the whole purpose of the program is that everybody that's in this program, you're going to graduate with a degree in, I'm going to have 9 degrees, if you want to call it that, 9 certificates. It's going to be based on or named after your path. Because why? You're going to graduate after you start producing fruit in your path. That's the requirement of everybody that's in the Clarinomics Club. So you have to allow yourself to move from a place of being emotionally oversensitive to a place. Now, that doesn't mean that you stop feeling. That doesn't mean that you stop feeling your emotions. That means that you start denying yourself your emotion, that you start repressing yourself. No. What I'm talking about is for you to acknowledge the unpleasant emotions, let's say anger, let's say hurt, let's say fear, let's say grief. Whatever your unpleasant emotion is, you acknowledge it, you understand why you're feeling it, and then you replace it with a positive one of love, joy, peace, gentleness. That means you let go before the emotion takes over you. So you try creating what is psychology calls a safe place. Now that, to me, very hard to do. It's like while somebody is saying something, they're punching all your buttons and you're supposed to create a safe place. That's called what I call a cognitive distortion. That means you're expecting me to do something that's not going to happen. That's a cognitive distortion. You got to be very careful if you are, again, an empath. Now, an empath means that somebody that's very oversensitive. Now, since I know all this stuff in my counseling, I understand that I'm not going to tell somebody who's getting all their buttons pushed, don't respond to the fact that your button is getting pushed. No, I'm going to tell you to acknowledge the response. But I'm going to ask you, why is that pushing your button? Why is that your button? So somebody walks up to me and calls me the N-word. Hey, Brother Will, you a black mother N-word. And I go off. Hey, come over here, man. I'm going to punch you in the throat. So if I'm counseling myself, I'm going to say, hey, man, why when somebody calls you the N-word, why does that bother you? And you're going to tell me why it bothers you. And I'm going to tell you, okay, that's okay. Because the N-word is not, it's a derogatory term, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now after that bothers you, what do you do next? Well, I don't know. All I know when it bothers me, I'll punch him in the face. No, I want to take that anger. I want to take all that energy and redirect it. Now, if every little kid, I wish they taught little kids. See, when I was a little kid, I wish somebody had sat me down and told me this. So if you got children and somebody does something to your child and your child gets angry and he takes it out on the person, you need to sit down with your child. You tell them it's okay. The kid push you, you push the kid back. That's okay. Now, a better way of handling that situation, the kid pushes you. You take all of that energy that you got to push that kid back, and you redirect it into something positive. Because for the kid to push you, that means that that kid is having some issues. Now, you ain't got time to be no psychotherapist when you're a little kid. But what you can do is, okay, give the authority figure the option, what I call the right of first refusal. So this is how I raise my kids. I tell my kids, hey, somebody messaged you at school, go tell the teacher. Did you tell the teacher? First thing I ask them, I get a call, Mr. Rogers, your son's in the office for fighting. I go to that. This is why, BJ, what happened, man? Hey, daddy pushed me. Okay. What did you do? If the next words out of his mouth is not, I went to an authority figure, he getting his ass whooped. But if he tell me, Dad, I went to the teacher, I told the teacher, and the teacher said nothing. The teacher did nothing. The teacher just looked at me and said, I'll grow up, don't worry about it. Now, that you gave the teacher the right of first refusal. You went to the authority figure. And the authority figure said that I'm not an authority in that area. Now, you may want to try another authority figure. I didn't tell my kids that. I said, hey, you go tell the teacher. The teacher don't handle it, handle it yourself. Now, I recommend that when it comes, if you got a problem, somebody pushes your button, you go to an authority figure. Now, to me, in the relationship or whatever, my authority figure is the big G. So I take a time out. And I say, Heavenly Father, I need your help, God, because right now I'm about ready to punch my wife in the face. And I know I should not do that. Now, I'm saying hypothetically. Y'all know I ain't going to do that kind of thing. But I'm just saying, if that was me and me and my wife got into a heated battle and I wanted to, you know, blah, 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 you know, I'm going to put myself in, which is what I did, actually. When that situation came with me and my wife, you know, we had an altercation. It got a little heated. We was up in our bedroom. You know what I did? I said, God, I need your help. I put myself in timeout. It was a cool down period. It allows me to recognize and it allows me to challenge the personalization of the distortion. What does that mean? That means that because I'm an empath, I personalize everything that happens to me. I make it personal. So somebody called me the N-word, it's personal. Somebody leave the kids leave their shoes on the floor, it's personal. The dog, you know, poops in the house, it's personal. The neighbor drives up in his own driveway and he's blowing a horn in his own house, it's personal. Somebody comes over and give me $100,000, it's personal. I personalize everything. And when you personalize it, you make yourself the cause of it. You can never personalize. That means you are taking ownership of shizness that ain't got nothing to do with you. All empaths do that. Empaths, we personalize other people's emotions. We make it personal. Then we label it. We say, well, this person is talking to me personally. And then you label it. You say that, well, hey, Brother Will is doing a blog talk show, but Brother Will is only talking to me. And then you label what I'm saying as something negative. You put a title on it. Well, Brother Will was calling me blank. Or Brother Will was saying, Brother Will did today's show because, again, when you personalize it, because Brother Will wants me to be blank. I don't even know your name. Probably not even thinking about you. But if you're an empath, you're going to personalize what I'm saying, and you're going to make it your own. You're going to label it. You're going to call it something. You're going to say, well, hey, this message, well, you were trying to say this. That's not what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is what I said, which is that you got to take the steps in the direction of using your senses to be sensible. That's going to allow you to be sensitive to your mate. It's going to allow you to be sensitive to your weight, to your health. It's going to allow you to be sensitive to your wealth. It's going to allow you to be sensitive to the word of God. If you take your senses and if you stop personalizing them, if you stop labeling your senses, and then if you stop challenging what I'm saying. Now, challenging comes across like this. For example, you tell yourself, oh, man, I should do this or I should do that. What does that mean? That means that when something happens, you personalize it, you label it, and you say, I should have done. In other words, you live your life saying what I should have done. You will always find empaths saying I should statements. Man, I should do this. I should do that. But what are they doing? Nothing. So right now, you're listening to this show, and if you're an empath, you're going to get off this show and say, man, I should do a brother. I should do a blog talk show. You're going to say, I should tune in to Brother Will's show this Saturday so I can learn how to publish a book in 1 hour. You're going to say, I should go to the gym and exercise. You're going to say, I should stop eating donuts. You're going to say, I should leave this relationship. You're going to say, I should stay in this relationship. You're going to say, I should, but you ain't going to do nothing, but you're going to say, I should. That means that you're not using your common sense. That means that you're not using your sensibility. That means you're not using your sensitivity. That's good. The growth is consciousness. The reason I do these shows is so that way you can be conscious. That's what growth is. Conscious is not knowing, ignorance. Conscious is not knowing, awareness or perception. Consciousness is being conscious, taking action. That's growth. Growth is I should not cheat on my wife. Not growing is saying I should not cheat on my wife at the same time you're cheating. That's not growth. If you know that you should not be cheating on your wife, then don't cheat on your wife. Don't say to yourself, I should not while you're doing it. Man, I know I should not be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. What does that mean? You ain't got no common sense. That means if you ain't got no common sense, if I'm not using my senses to create sensibility. Now, let me define these last two words and we'll close really quickly. That way I give you guys the meat. So if you use your common sense, you got these six senses, and your six senses tell you Don't overstimulate yourself. How do you overstimulate yourself? When you tell yourself that this is personal, you can't go to your job, and if you don't make a sale and you're a salesman and you take it personal, that person did not buy this from me because I'm a black man. If I wasn't black, man, I know I'd be the number one salesman. Big mistake. You're personalizing it. You can't personalize your job, your wealth. You can't personalize your health. I'm not losing weight because I'm black. You can't personalize it. You can't personalize your wisdom, and you can't personalize your relationship. Once you personalize the stimulation that you're feeling, you're just one. Signed, step one. Step two, once you label it, I am not making the sale because I am black. Once you put that label, I am black. I'm not tall enough. Oh, I'm not white enough. Oh, my wife doesn't love me because I don't got enough money. Once you put a label on your personalization, once you make it personal and decide, I'm going to take ownership of this problem. This is my problem. I love this problem. I like this problem. I'm going to keep the problem. Not the solution. I'm going to keep the problem. I love the problem. I love the problem. I personalize the problem. I'm going to put the label on the problem. Now this problem is my pet. This problem is I'm a black man. So since I lost the sale because I'm a black man, that's the label. I lost the sale. I took it personal. I put a label on it. I'm a black man. Now, I should have gave it to the white dude. Let him make the sale. I should have. Then you're going to start going through all of the things you should have done. Now, you're not going to do nothing to make sales. You're going to go back to the office. You're going to sit at your desk, and you're going to personalize it. Man, I lost that sale because of the label. I'm a black man, so I should have. And that's all you do all day. Personalized label, I should. Personalized label, I should. Personalized label, I should. Now, you don't do nothing. You just sit around and talk about, man, Brother Will, I should have did this, bro. Man, if I would have did that, brother, man, my life would have been great, man. I should. And you never bust a grape. So what we got to do is we got to exercise common sense. We got to take our senses and we got to attach it to our life path. And then that gives us sensibility. The word sensibility is the capacity. So we take this capacity, which is, again, keen consciousness. So if I use my five senses, my six senses right, it gives me the ability to perceive what my senses are feeling. So sensibility is the ability to see, to receive the truth, which is, I didn't lose that sale because I'm a black man, so I'm not going to personalize it. I'm not going to label it, and I'm going to say what I should do. The reason I lost that sale is because of the fact that I did not present the benefits. If I would have presented more of how this product will benefit this individual, I would have got the sale. So it's not personal. It's the fact that I just need to do something better. So I'm using my sense to make senses of what happened. I'm not going to make an excuse and own something, label something, and say what I should have done. No, I'm going to use my six senses to give me the capacity to be sensible, which is going to allow me to be more or to have more sensitivity. Sensitivity is a mental disposition of being sensible or stimulated. It means that I'm going to have the ability to detect the proper response to the incoming signal. Now, brother and sister, that's a big one. It means that somebody does something to you, you are sensitive. Now, brothers, sisters, that's a big one. So, am I sensitive to my wife? Sensitivity. If I'm using my six senses right, my mental state is going to be my organism, my brain is going to be on alert for the condition of my wife. It's going to be now in the area of relationship. That means that my brain is on high alert to use my six senses in the area of wealth. My brain is on high alert to bring in all of the stimuli to interpret it correctly. So if you got sensitivity, that means that you are interpreting the stimulation correctly. I'm not going to take it personal. If you are taking what is happening to you personal, that means that you have personalized, that means you have labeled, and you're sitting at home saying what you should have done. That means that you're living your life in reverse. Instead of living your life proactive, that means you're either a social or a psycho. You're not on the life. You chose the wrong option. You're on the wrong path. So get off that path. Stop using your social skills to go out and socialize. Stop using your psychological pills to be a great therapist. Use your life skills to get results. If you know what you need to do to make money, do that thing to make money. Stop socializing. Stop using your psychology to manipulate and con somebody out of their money. Take your ass to work and make your own money. Use your senses, brother. Use your senses, sister. Well, let me rephrase that. Use your senses, Brother Will. And do what you know is right, Brother Will. And stop trying to socialize your way out and find the easy way to do stuff, Brother Will. Stop using this freaking your mental skills and your verbal judo and your psychological acronym, Brother Will, to try to mind F people. Get your ass up and go to work, Brother Will. Get off this show and start processing them Dear Kinnear reports that need to be done. Post some stuff on social media. Get your notes and stuff together tomorrow. Do some advertising, Brother Will. You know what to do, Brother Will. Why ain't you doing it, brother? Stop feeling sorry for yourself, Brother Will. Stop walking around expecting other people to do for you what you should do for yourself, Brother Will. Stop walking around here punishing yourself, Brother Will, for what you didn't do in your marriage. Yeah, you made a mistake, brother. Get your ass up and quit feeling sorry for yourself, Brother Will. Stop disrespecting yourself, Brother Will, and other people will stop disrespecting you. Start listening to your spirit, Brother Will, and then other people will start listening to you. Stop being so hypersensitive, Brother Will. Stop personalizing it. Them children, stop freaking acting like everything that's going wrong, brother, is something to attack against you. Nobody is trying to bring you down, Brother Will. It's in your own head. You're fighting imaginary demons, Brother Will. Stop personalizing everything that happens to you, Brother Will. Stop putting a label on it, Brother Will. Stop walking around and saying what you should do, Brother Will, and freaking get up and do something. Think about it. Be about it. Everything that you want, Brother Will, is on the other side of that sofa. Get up off the sofa and get your ass to work. That is how you take steps, brothers and sisters, to be productive. Or you will continue to socialize. Or you want to go out and network? How much money are you making? Yeah, that's what I thought. Or you want to be a good psychopath? You want to sit around here and freaking psychoanalyze what Donald Trump is doing? You want to freaking watch CNN all day and sit around here and freaking have a psychological debate with your neighbor? How much money are you getting paid, brother, to psychoanalyze Donald Trump? Yeah, that's what I thought. How about you read your Dear Kinnear report, find out what you're supposed to do, what type of a product, what type of a service, what type of information can you, brother, can you, sister, produce that is purpose-based, that's going to benefit other people more than it benefits yourself, because your rewards in life equals your service to others. More service, more rewards. So if I want more money, then I got to produce more products. I got to produce more service. I got to produce more information. Give, and it shall be given. Whatever manner, whatever degree that you give, it shall be given back to you. And I've been talking long enough. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder. murderer flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.